You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Vieira, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
It's all about the love of Jesus. Hi, I'm Twanda Black, and this is Inspirations Across America. Love flows from His heart to yours, to mine, and to everyone in the universe. That's what this gospel is all about, and that's what we share with you on each edition of Inspirations Across America. So turn up the volume and let the praise begin. Coming up this hour, Israel Houghton, Lamar Campbell, Demetrius West, Melvin Crispell III, Charles Jenkins, our Ready for the Spotlight artist, and more. Let's start this flow of love with Dietrich Haddon and Glory.
It belongs to God. girl's true. You never lie, you never lie. You see my need, you hear my cry. You never fail, you never fail.
You never have,
you never,
you never,
you never will. Oh, your word remains forever.
almost here.
I believe it's almost here.
Come on, help me say it.
Before that, Lamar Campbell, It's All About the Love of Jesus. We also heard Israel Houghton and Dietrich Hatton at the top of the set. Hey, we're just getting started, so hold on to your seats. More great gospel is coming your way in just a moment on Inspirations Across America.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
When there's a battle, bring strength.
When there's a problem, seek answers.
When there is doubt, give hope.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Today, millions of people all across America are building a life in recovery from addiction and mental illness, helping themselves
and helping each other, with friends, family, and community lending their strength and support.
Join the Voices for Recovery.
Together, we are stronger.
For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral for mental and substance use disorders, for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Vieira, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
I'm going in and out of jail and just being a drug addict. That's what I did, man. I was just a partier and a drug dealer.
Cocaine, crack, meth, you name it, Craig James did it. Until he had an encounter with God, and Jesus set him free from addiction.
Every weight of iniquity, everything that ever held me down, like I literally felt it leave me. I told God right then and there, I said, man, I'll serve you. And as plain as you hear my voice right now, I heard the Lord say, show the world my grace.
Today, Craig is a Christian rapper called Five. His music points people towards God's grace, which is something Billy Graham spoke about often.
The grace of God is a reality. And when I see Jesus Christ dying on the cross, I see the free gift of God's grace in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Receive him. You can know the grace of God if you will let Christ into your heart right now.
You can learn more about God's grace at findpeacewithgod.net, where the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Some of you watch with anticipation of who would be the winner on BET Sunday's Best. And this young man stood out above the crowd. His name is Melvin Crispell III. And here's a track from his first release since being crowned Sunday's Best. Here's Melvin Crispell III with He Can.
God can make a way. Yes, he can. God can make a way. Yes, he can. Though the tears may fall, God sees them all. God can make a way. Yes, he can. God can heal you. Yes, he can. God can heal you. Yes, he can. There is no pain you feel that heaven cannot heal. God can heal you. Oh, yes, he can. He can. God can heal you.
Gentlemen can flat out sing anything. The Hamiltones featuring BJ the Chicago Kid and Everything's Gonna Be All Right. It is part of our mission to give you information that you can use to better your life. Good health is one area we take very seriously and hope that you will too. Here's Black Health Now.
October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection of breast cancer leads to improved survival outcomes among those who have been diagnosed. What are some early signs and symptoms of breast cancer? Check for changes in the feelings of the nipple and breast. This includes nipple tenderness, changes in skin, texture, or enlargement of pores around the breast and lumps. You should look for any unexplained changes in breast size, especially if it seems to occur in just one breast. If the skin of the nipple and breast becomes scaly, red, swollen, or begin to show ridges that look like the outside of an orange, consider speaking with your physician. Not all lumps are cancerous, but it is important to catch potential problems early. Wishing you health and happiness, this is Erica Monet Brown.
Black Health Now.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real. I came this far by faith. My road ain't always been smooth, but I don't look like everything I've been through.
Sweet.
speak to me.
That's Charles Jenkins with Leandria Johnson on lead and Grace. Up next, Jonathan McReynolds and another Ready for the Spotlight artist that you'll want to hear when I return on Inspirations Across America.
Today, millions of people all across America are building a life in recovery from addiction and mental illness, helping themselves
and helping each other, with friends, family, and community lending their strength and support.
Join the Voices for Recovery.
Together, we are stronger.
For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral for mental and substance use disorders, for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Ready.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, the Titusville and the Beaches, 1510 AM. As well as W234BI, Coco, Vieira, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, Melbourne and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
The greatest English poet of the Middle Ages, Geoffrey Chaucer, won his reputation with advice like this. "My son," he wrote, "keep well thy tongue and keep thy friend." And that was true in the Middle Ages, and it is true today. Gossip destroys friendships quicker than anything. That was also true some 2,500 years before Chaucer. Twice in the book of Proverbs, we read that a whisperer or a person who repeats a matter is a person who separates the best of friends. If you have a friend and you want to keep him or her, take Chaucer's or Solomon's advice. Now, this is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's way to be a trusted friend on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
To quote Dave Barry, I'm not making this up. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street with a point. According to Reuters, one of the fastest growing jobs in the entertainment industry is the intimacy director. An intimacy director helps choreograph TV and movie scenes involving sex or nudity and ensures that actors are not exploited or made to feel uncomfortable. The increased demand for intimacy directors is the result of the Me Too and Time's Up movements that have rocked Hollywood in recent years and deservedly ended more than a few careers. Apparently, without intimacy directors, actresses report that explicit scenes make them feel vulnerable. They wonder why their partner did what he did. One actress admitted that after scenes, she found herself wondering, "Is it because he likes me?" Like I said, I'm not making this up. Unfortunately for Hollywood, the demand for intimacy directors exceeds the supply. But here's a workaround. Get rid of the sex and nudity. After all, a good filmmaker is capable of depicting both love and intimacy with actors and actresses fully clothed. I'm John Stone Street.
My priorities, and Jesus, you're my number.
That's Jonathan McReynolds and Make Room. It's time to see who's ready to stand front and center on Ready for the Spotlight. From Baltimore, Maryland, let's bring on April Hall. She is a choir director at the Southern Baptist Church in Baltimore, and now making her debut with the release of an old standard song of the church. Here's April Hall, our Ready for the Spotlight artist, with Saved.
Do
Well, what do you think? Is she ready or is she ready? That was April Hall with Saved. If you'd like to know more about this artist, you can check her out on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at April Hall. If you would like to be featured on Ready for the Spotlight or you know someone who deserves a shot, we want to hear from you. I'll tell you how to contact us right after we hear from J.J. Harrison and Youthful Praise.
Say, Lord, you're mighty.
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 Lord,
Lord, you're mighty.
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 serve. J.J. Hairston and Lord of All. As promised, here's the email address to send in your music for Ready for the Spotlight. It's IAA at ACI3.media. That's IAA at ACI3.media. The requirements to be on this feature are simple. Include a bio along with your music. Your product must be professionally packaged with times and titles. It must be broadcast quality and fit our format. The producers of this program make the final decision. I'm Twanda Black, and this is Inspirations Across America.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
When there's a battle, bring strength.
When there's a problem, seek answers.
When there is doubt, give hope.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Today, millions of people all across America are building a life in recovery from addiction and mental illness, helping themselves
and helping each other, with friends, family, and community lending their strength and support.
Join the Voices for Recovery.
Together, we are stronger.
For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral for mental and substance use disorders, for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
She's alive and well. We dedicated to her tonight. Listen to this. It's me. It's me, oh Lord. I'm standing in the need of.
New life.
A brand new life.